Welcome to Pitch Forward, a podcast collaboration between the business of cannabis and Leaf Forward, the global launchpad for cannabis startups. This show will feature innovators, inventors, startups, and early-stage visionaries seeking to carve out their share of the cannabis sector. We are your hosts, Alex and Brett, co-founders of Leaf Forward. Pitch Forward is produced and distributed by Business of Cannabis, the award-winning media company that provides insights into the companies, brands, people, and trends driving the global cannabis industry. Find out more about Business of Cannabis at businessofcannabis.ca. Our first Pitch Forward series will focus on legalization 2.0 in Canada. While last October's legalization 1.0 in Canada allowed for only dry flower and cannabis oils, legalization 2.0 will allow for edibles, concentrates, and beverages. We wanted to hear from startups in the space, kick the tires on their ideas and business models, and this is a competition. The winner will receive a cash grant, and if the Leaf Forward team really loves the idea, maybe even inclusion in the Leaf Forward program. The cash grant was supported by Canna Supplies, and today we're joined by our judge, Mark Finkelstein, Vice President, Sales and Strategic Development of Canna Supplies. Mark, thanks for joining us, and tell us more about Canna Supplies.
Perfect. Thanks for having me. Canna Supplies is a leading supplier of primary and secondary packaging to the Canadian cannabis sector. In addition to that, we have a full suite of creative services, industrial facility supplies, as well as distribution of consumer packaged goods such as the Volcano and Mighty Medic. Really looking forward to being here and hearing some great pitches from a few amazing companies.
Okay, thanks again, Mark, for joining us this episode from Canna Supplies. We are here today with David, who's the CEO of a really neat company called T-North. He hails from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he flew into Toronto today, so we're super honored to have him here. And David, you will have 2 minutes to pitch. We'll do 10 minutes after for question and answer, and then you'll leave the room. We'll do our internal deliberations, and then we'll get back to you very shortly on the outcome. But without further ado, you have 2 minutes to pitch starting now.
Cool. Hi, thanks for having me. So so I own this company called T-North, and I think before I tell you really why I'm here, I should tell you what T-North is. T-North is the only carbonated iced tea in the country. It's a sugar-free beverage. There's no sweeteners, no preservatives, no calories, no aspartame, no citric acid. Anything that you typically find in your standard beverage doesn't exist in T-North. I've been in tea for about This is my 10th year in tea. I took my grandfather's tea company over in 2010. I ran a loose leaf tea company for 7 years. And then one day somebody said to me, one of my wholesale customers said, could you make a ready to drink tea beverage? And I said, why not? I guess we'll try it out. And it was so popular that within 6 months I said, okay, forget loose tea, which is a hard business to be in. We're switching full tilt to ready to drink tea. You know, the tea company before had 482 flavors of tea. We blended all of them. We shipped to Australia, Russia, South America, North America. We were all over the place. But it was still, it was a lot of work. And so then last year, maybe in August, maybe a little before that, a friend in the States called me and said, hey, could you make a CBD version of iced tea? And I said, well, I can try. I don't know, you know, I've been messing around with it a little bit, but I'm not quite sure. He's like, great, 7-Eleven wants it in the States. Wow. And if you can figure it out, they're interested. So I went on this little journey to figure it out. And I've been through a lot of ups and downs, but as of May, I did it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I made a couple different versions of it, but, and I had to, unfortunately, I had to go to the U.S. to make it. Right, initially, but I was able to bring some back, so I have it here now. I am able to make it in the country now, but so it's here. And so I brought some samples for us to try, and I brought, the big thing was flavor, right? You know, like beverages, they can be sugar-free, they can be organic. Whoa, we're also certified organic, we're certified vegan, just helps with everything. A product can be like that, but if it doesn't taste good in the end, nobody's gonna buy it, right? And when I tried to make cannabis beverages before, I tried making a THC one. It was like horrific, right? Like we used to be in glass bottles, and if you could drink past the neck without just vomiting, I'd be really impressed. That and I made it too strong, and
you got high for way too long.
like way too long. But anyway, so I think I nailed it now, and now there should be, it's a little teeny tiny bit different if you really know what to look for. But if you've never had T-North before, it's pretty much dead on, right? So
Let's try it.
So what I would suggest to do, let's try the non-CBD first. And what I brought was our actually award-winning Blueberry Rodeo tea. It's a herbal tea. I made it at a Blue Rodeo concert 2 years ago, and Blue Rodeo still doesn't know about it. I haven't tried to reach out. But
well, they might be listeners of this podcast, so Blue Rodeo, if you're listening, feel free to get in touch.
Right.
Yeah, they're actually friends of the podcast.
Oh, even better.
Friends of the pod.
Yeah, so...
Let's do it. Let's try it out, yeah. And tell us more about the product. So it's CBD-infused carbonated iced tea.
Correct.
How much CBD is in each can?
Right. What we're going for right now, what the one I have with me is 10 milligrams.
Okay.
I've tried 20. That also tastes pretty okay. I've tried 40. It starts to change the flavor a bit. And I've also tried, just for like giggles, I tried 100 and 200. Yeah, too far.
Too far, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It made a very sort of dry, bitter taste in the back of your throat.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, anyway. Well, let's try it out. I like this. It's the T-North Challenge.
Yeah.
It's always good.
I like that sound.
It sounds great.
Glasses?
Yeah.
Cool.
Why don't we pass it around?
Sure. So something really important to remember when trying this is that it's sugar-free, but it has no sweeteners. It has no aspartame. It has no stevia. So, and that kind of throws people off a little bit sometimes.
Can I ask a question while we taste this?
Totally.
I like the taste. Very refreshing.
Very good, yeah.
Thank you.
Why are you the only carbonated tea company in Canada?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I ask myself that all the time. In fact, I was recently in Las Vegas about, where were we, July, so almost a month ago, for the World Tea Expo. It's the first time I'd ever been. It was a big deal for me. We got sort of honored to maybe receive another award, which we didn't. A really sugary tea beat us out, but such is the South. And when I was there, there were these people that would come up to me during our tasting and be like, oh, carbonated iced tea. I never thought of that. And I stood there thinking, why? I don't know.
Everything else is carbonated.
Right.
So, yeah. So maybe, like,
competitor-wise,
yeah.
There are, as far as I'm aware, there are three of us in North America.
But you're selling. People want the product. Like, what? Tell us a little bit about, like, how well this business is doing. Talk about your distribution. Talk about your sales of your non-infused product.
Sure. Start with. Sales are great. We're in Sobeys.
Okay.
That's a big one. We're in Nova Scotia, mainly focused right now. Until recently, our big focus was, let's make sure that it can go in cans, that we can do it on a larger scale properly. And now that we built a test facility, actually, it was like a $100,000 project to build a test facility, go into cans, make sure it works. Now we know it works, so now we're scaling up. So we're in Sobeys, that's our biggest retailer. We're in about 65 locations in Nova Scotia alone, with a lot of interest from New Brunswick, a lot of interest from the rest of the country, actually. And then I was in California recently, and I just brought some with me, and a couple grocery stores were like, figure it out and bring it down here now, right?
So how many cans a month is 65 stores?
In just Nova Scotia, and remember, it is Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. right? So we might go through 6 to 7 pallets a month. There's almost 2,000 cans on a pallet, right?
For a little, yeah.
For a little yeah. company that does absolutely no online marketing at the moment and no advertising in general, we're all word of mouth, we're all Instagram influencer marketed. That's pretty good.
Sure. And are you guys, it's all co-packed or co-bottled for you?
It's
or?
Co-packed now.
Okay.
Yeah, as of May.
Okay.
Let's
well, we continue the conversation. Should we try the
CBD tea? Yeah,
sure. Just making sure I brought in the right one.
Maybe as we try the CBD tea, you can talk to us a little bit about how do you use your current brand and how are you going to extend that brand into cannabis?
Sure, I guess. I mean, can you clarify that just a little with the brand?
So yeah, like I think what Alex is trying to get at here is you've built up this brand, you've got this product on all these different shelves. How are you going to use your existing presence in the carbonated iced tea market to your advantage with the CBD beverage?
Sure. Okay, so I think you know, when it comes to CBD, because it's a cannabis beverage, then we're in the realm of like regulations, right? Which we know some of them now. We don't really know what they'll be officially because they haven't come out yet. But that is a question, right? Regulation-wise, where can we sell it? So far, we've been told we can sell it at places like, well, in Nova Scotia, NSLC, LCBO. Is that right here?
The OCS.
OCS, okay.
OCS licensed stores.
Okay.
So there's Fire and Flower.
So as far as I'm aware, licensed stores and government stores are the places we have to sell it in for now. And as we grow, at least in Canada, as we grow, we'll see where that goes. But in the U.S., we can pretty much go almost anywhere.
Well, that was my question. What happened to the 7-Eleven offer?
Nothing. It's not that it didn't happen. It's just that we basically just had this figured out. And so they're down there tasting it now.
So my initial review of the non-infused versus the infused beverage, they're both delicious. And I really can't tell a difference between either. They're both refreshing. And yeah, I love it. And so I think it's a great beverage. And congratulations. It's a very cool product. So and let's talk about the U.S. for a second. That seems a more natural market than Canada.
Sure, because it exists.
It exists. You can sell anywhere. It's a low barrier to entry. Yep. The regulatory burden is far less than you would see in Canada. Yep. And so is that kind of your priority right now, or are you looking to launch in Canada first? What's your go-to-market strategy?
With a CBD, you know, if 7-Eleven comes to us and says, we want it now, I'll set it up immediately. Absolutely.
And how quickly can you set it up?
It'd probably take me a week.
So you could go to any country in the world and you could set up a supply chain for your beverage in a week.
Yes. It might take 2 weeks.
Including the CBD?
Yes. Yeah, especially in the U.S. Yeah.
So you've already had conversations with CBD suppliers and...
Oh, yeah. The source of CBD supply in the U.S. is completely sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you walk us through the process? Do you buy the raw distillate? And then how do you infuse the product? What's the process like to do that?
So we make iced tea the way we make iced tea, which is very special, very our
of course,
way
yeah.
of doing it. And it's similar to making like a vodka soda. You add the two together, you carbonate, it's done.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a particular source of CBD that we use that we are making as well in Canada. We will make in Canada in the process of doing that now. That's a liquid. So we just add it to the tea, and it's a water-soluble liquid, which ain't easy to do.
Yeah.
And the two are infused.
Mark, I'm going to look to you on this. You're obviously an expert on the packaging side. What type of packaging would David have to have for the beverage?
Well, that's a good question. You know, most of the people we're looking at and working with are using either an aluminum can, or we've got some new sort of glass bottles that are coming out, and it seems that anything carbonated is going aluminum can. So, you know, that's obviously what you're working with today. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm curious as to ultimately how the carbonation can come into effect. And I know a lot of the sort of larger LPs that are fairly far down this road are playing around with how water-soluble THC and CBD mix, and so it gets evenly distributed. And I'm wondering if you've got anyone from a scientific background involved or working with your team to sort of figure out how it'll all work inside someone's body, because that's, from what I gather, to be a bit of a challenge and sort of a hurdle that a lot of people are working through.
Sure. We have a licensed lab in New Brunswick that we work with. That anything we need to do in that realm, any testing, any mixing, anything like that, we go to them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't claim to be lab scientists.
Sure.
Right? It's not our
thing. And is the plan ultimately to sort of knock the CBD side of it out and then try and build a THC version, or is that...
Sure. But, you know, again, it'll come down to flavor, right? If it tastes like garbage, I'm not putting it out.
Yeah. And so your experience is you can't get around
the flavor with THC. My experience was in the limited trials that I did with THC, not with the people that I've worked with now for CBD. It's not a good idea, right? With who I work now with for CBD, they've told me that they've made some THC versions, and I've considered saying to them, let's try it out. But it wasn't really, THC wasn't as much a priority for me as the CBD was, mm-hmm. right? You know, it was we're already making a healthy beverage, right? That is our big market, healthy beverages, right? So CBD just adds to that healthy beverage market, right? You know, even if you go to the States, have you ever found a CBD beverage that's in the health market and certified organic?
No, it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
David, thanks so much for joining us today. I've got a ton more questions, but I think that's all the time we have.
Can I add one thing?
Go ahead.
Cool. So one thing you asked me before was what makes us so unique to do this. One thing is that we do it already, right? That's the big thing. We make carbonated iced tea, the only one in the country, one of three in North America, and we do it really well, and people really appreciate it, right? You know, one of the great benefits of T-North that isn't on the can yet, just, you know, labels, I don't want to reprint and waste a bunch of labels, is we're completely diabetic friendly. That's gone a huge distance with us. Mm. Yeah. So we have the knowledge down, we have the expertise down, we make it well. Why can't we make it well with CBD?
Awesome. Well, thanks, David, for joining us.
Thank you for
excellent pitch. We're going to move into the deliberation section of the podcast. But again, congratulations on all your success and the product that you've put together. And yeah, we'll let you know about the result soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, a great pitch from David, and I want to kind of talk through some of it. Mark, do you have any initial observations from what you heard?
Yeah, I think the product tasted great, and obviously people listening at home can't fathom that part of it, but it really tasted great. And, you know, unlike some of the other pitches we've heard thus far, he's in business. He's making this. He's got revenue. He's got sales. So, you know, that's a great first step that he understands how to commercialize something because he's doing it. Whether or not the CBD side of it is an easy thing to do, whether it's getting the inputs or finding the retailers or finding the partners for it, that's a different story. But, you know, he's actually got a business that's live and well. So that's a, you know, that's a big differentiator between what we've already heard so far. So that's, you know, that stood out to me.
Yeah. Alex?
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. Being in business is a great indication of success. He's clearly built out a supply chain for this product with co-packers, with distributors, with warehousing, and with retailers, which is, you know, not an easy thing to do. It's extra complicated in cannabis for a number of reasons. So showing that he understands how to do that is definitely a good sign. And it comes down to product. The product is good. It is a refreshing beverage that tastes great. If he's able to, infuse it with CBD and keep that great taste, I think he'll do really well.
Yeah, I thought it was a great pitch. The number one flag for me is it sounds like his carbonated iced tea business, uninfused, is taking off as well. And so you have to ask yourself, well, why even go down that CBD route when you're really just scratching the surface with the carbonated iced tea? And if I was to give him any advice, I would say, well, take that formulation that you've created, find a licensed producer who wants that formulation, who wants your expertise on supply chain and distribution, and let them run with it. And just take the licensing revenue that you would generate from that partnership. And I think that would be far less resource intensive for him, especially if he's the only one working there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let him focus on the iced tea business. But undeniable that the product is really good and really strong and he's in market. And so it's an exciting business.
That's it, right? He's a one-man show and that's a tough thing to do. I mean, our business, we've got 55 employees and it's hard to get stuff rolling out day in and day out with 55 people, let alone one man show. So yeah, I think he's got to really sort of focus on, like you said, figure out what he wants to be great at, because so far everything tastes great. And if he can find a way to scale that, I mean, I think it's a winning business.
And yes, he mentioned the 7-Eleven contract that was proposed to him when he first started experimenting with the CBD. Now, if he doubled down on the CBD beverage and he got that 7-Eleven contract, well, you know, that's a big deal. That gets him close off air. He told us that he wants his company to be worth $2 billion. That gets you pretty close to it, or a lot closer than you are right now if you get that contract. So yeah. I think he's got to pick a lane almost. But,
There's definitely value in him picking a lane. And I mean, I think if I were him, I would continue to explore the cannabis side of things while building a true business on the unregulated carbonated tea side, especially with, you know, somebody like 7-Eleven who it might be, you know, prodding around right now looking for their opportunity. But the status of CBD in food in the United States is still somewhat up in the air. Although it's a much more open market, it's sort of ambiguous, you know, hemp derived CBD is allowed, but the FDA has, you know, not fully allowed it in beverages or food. So it's not a bad idea to start building that business, making inroads of his tea business into the States, and then when the opportunity arises, to infuse it. I also think scale will be his biggest challenge. He's a one-man show with obviously a lot of sort of partners and contractors. Bringing on employees is a huge challenge. So I think that's something that he hasn't fully confronted yet. And if you want to be a $2 billion business, you got to be able to build a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, really great pitch from David. I loved it. I thought that the beverage was delicious. And I'm really excited to see what he gets up to next. I think there's a lot of promise there. And so we're going to wrap it up on this episode. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks again to David for coming in all the way from Halifax. I really enjoyed that pitch, and I hope you did too. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening today to this episode of Pitch Forward. If you like this show, you will love the rest of what's available on Business of Cannabis. Find them on Twitter at BOFC_Canada or their website, businessofcannabis.ca. Until next time, we are Leaf Forward, Alex and Brett.
This season of Pitch Forward is supported by Canna Supplies. Canna Supplies is a leading provider of compliant packaging and facility supplies for the Canadian cannabis sector. With over 5 years of proven success in the industry, Canna Supplies strives to provide the widest array of product offerings alongside its best-in-class customer service. Business of Cannabis would like to thank Canna Supplies for supporting this season of Pitch Forward. Visit cannasupplies.ca to learn more about their exciting product lineup.
A note to our listeners, Leaf Forward Accelerator Fund 1 may or may not have a financial interest in some of the companies which you've heard today.
This is Jay Rosenthal, co-founder of Business of Cannabis. This is a Business of Cannabis production.